It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Bridget. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Wow, y'all. Y'all are right on time. Thank you. You're not playing around.
Well, I don't know about being right on time, but we definitely try to keep to a schedule. So tell us a little bit about Andy. What happened?
Andy, I met him on Bumble, and he just looked really cute on his profile, and I just had to meet up with him.
And the date went well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a lot of fun. We got something to eat, and then we went back to my place, and it was just really nice and romantic.
Cool. So why do you think Andy's not calling you back?
Honestly, I don't know. He must have lost his phone or something. Like, no, it has to be some kind of accident or technology issue or something.
Okay, well, let's just give him a call and find out what his deal is.
Okay.
It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3, and we are back with Second Date Update. Bridget is patiently waiting to find out what's going on with her man. Well, at least the guy she went on a date with. We're going to find out right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Andy?
Yeah, you're talking to him.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were actually calling about
Bridget.
Yeah,
you know what? Did Bridget tell you to call me?
She did, actually. Do you know what this is? Do you listen to the station?
Yeah, I'm listening right now, and I can't believe that she's lying to you like this.
I am not lying. I just want to see you again.
What do you mean by lying? Is Bridget like your ex or something?
No, not even close. Bridget, you gonna tell him or should I?
I just wanted to talk to you. I don't know what you're talking about, and I just wanted us to hang out again, and we can just sort this out later if you just see me.
No, I'm not going out with you again.
Can we talk about this off the air, please?
No, I am not going out with you again.
Okay, what's going on? Can somebody please tell us? Because I am lost. I mean, I hear a lot of passion here. I just don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Bridget. You're going to tell him?
Oh, my.
No, because we need to talk about this, me and you, okay? Please.
No. Okay, listen. So I went back to Bridget's place after our date, and the date was fine. But when I got back there, I noticed that she had all these photos of some guy just hanging around her place. And I kind of just figured it was like her brother or her cousin, but that definitely wasn't the case. It was her husband.
So you're married, Bridget?
I mean, I just wanted to talk to you about this.
Bridget, are you married?
Yes.
You're married.
Yes, but it's not that easy. It's very complicated.
Yeah, that's pretty lightly.
Okay, so I'm kind of confused here. If you're married, why are you going on dates? Are you guys getting separated?
No, we're not separating. It's not that easy, and I just want to talk to Andy about it. I really do.
So why are you... But if you don't mind me asking, why are you going on dates?
I just can't. I can't do this. I can't.
Why can't you do this? You're kind of the one that started it.
I just can't.
Started the conversation.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I just don't understand why. I mean, it's a simple question, really. Bridget, are you there? Hello? Andy, I actually think she hung up on us. Why is she doing this? Like, why is she going out with people if she isn't separated? Do you happen to know the answer, or are you just like I am and kind of in the dark?
Oh, well, I've got a little bit of insight here. So, Bridget and her husband are kind of having trouble getting pregnant, so she was hoping that I would help out in that area.
Wait, she told you that?
Yeah, and honestly, it was pretty weird. Because I kind of look like her husband, so I guess she was going to just try and pass the kid off as his. If it worked out, I guess. I don't really know.
My gosh. My understanding is that her husband didn't even know about this?
I mean, I really don't think so, no.
Wow. And how do you know all of this? I'm still just trying to piece everything. I'm like blown away right here.
She kind of had to come clean here when I got back to her place and saw all these pictures of this one guy who kind of looked like me, and it was pretty interesting, to say the least. Obviously, I told her no. I mean, I don't want a crazy person raising my kid or, you know, getting stuck paying child support when her husband finds out that it's not actually his.
Right. Wow. That's so crazy to me. Like, my mind is just blown right now. I just don't understand why she would come on the segment then. Like, why would she do that?
I mean, she's clearly insane. I mean, she really must be desperate or just kind of hoping that I would go along with it or something like that. But she is completely off her rocker.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, Andy, I'm so sorry I drug you into this. I'm kind of blindsided myself.
Hey. Mandy in the Morning.
weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.